But right now, we go to the news desk with Christy Lee. Christy.
The Sun has compiled, that's a newspaper in London.
Oh, not
six
the
foods.
Orb in the sky.
Yeah, that is.
Not the star.
Yeah, the Sun would be, yeah. They've compiled a list of six foods you should never eat before sex.
Oh, okay.
Number one doesn't really technically qualify as a food, if you ask me, but gum. Should not chew gum. The act of chewing without swallowing could lead to bloating.
Oh.
Bloating leads to?
Gas.
Thank you.
From chewing gum?
Yes. And peppermint, if you chew peppermint gum, leads to apparently a repressed testosterone level, which of course leads to a lower libido.
No kidding. I wonder what, that has to be so marginal.
Yeah, no kidding.
No joke.
Well, phenamint. You don't want to be chewing phenamint.
Oh, for gosh sakes.
That's the laxative gum.
Oh, is that what that is?
Oh, yeah. Do they still make phenamint? Am I the only one that...
I've never heard.
I used to love those commercials. Because, you know, when you're a kid, you love gum. And then, oh, there's a gum commercial on and... Daddy, what's a laxative?
That is a true talent that you have. You can take any story and steer it around to the behind.
Yeah, you can.
They started it.
True talent.
Okay, and the six foods you should not eat before sex. Number two, alcohol. We've all heard this. It's a depressant for both sexes and can cause poor performance in men.
So sure. For sex happening at all, then. Good job.
It can also cause gas problems.
Okay.
They seem to be obsessed with gas. I've never noticed a connection between gas and alcohol.
Broccoli. Boy, it gives me gas. Oh, can't eat broccoli. So don't do that. Red meat,
by the way,
to digest.
You never see that in a romantic scene in a movie. 007. Yeah, I'd like the broccoli with cheese.
Yeah.
I'd like to do a broccoli fondue, Miss Galore.
Cubby broccoli, yeah.
Why broccoli not? Cheese, right? That's a double net.
That would be hilarious. Bond just eats like a child. I'll have the chicken fingers with
macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni
and
cheese.
Some applesauce.
Deep fried, not grilled. Please.
And I'd like a ramekin of ketchup, not a bowl.
No, I think he'd rock the honey mustard. I think 007 would... Sean Connery like honey mustard.
Really?
I think so.
God, that would be so funny. Bond goes through a drive-thru.
I'll have the mini corn dogs with a Frito pie.
The number two with it. Do you have a liquor license?
Well, if you're going to have cheesy broccoli, you're doing a double because dairy can negatively impact the libido as well.
This is
cheese
ridiculous.
Can make you produce more mucus and leave you bloated and gassy, too. Red meat, I think we were talking, you may
have
not
heard that
one. You don't
want the meat sweats while you're...
Yeah, lethargic, tired, yeah.
Sure.
And then finally, licorice. A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine found licorice can actually lower the sex drive in both men and women.
What?
So there you go. Gum, alcohol, red meat, broccoli, cheese, and licorice.
So don't buy Twizzlers at the movie theater when you're on a date.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. Hey, Donnie.
Okay, so no black licorice before sex.
That's what they say.
How old are these people? And who conducted this study of Andy Griffith, Aunt Bea, and them other Golden Girls? Oh, God.
No kidding.
Are Werther's Originals on the list, Chris?
No, they weren't on the list.
I'll say it like this. People ain't eating black licorice before sex, because they ain't eating black licorice at all.
Yeah.
Right.
It ain't the Deep Depression again. The only people who like black licorice are men over 80. Four, unless it's Viagra-coated black licorice. Then they ain't having sex at all.
Right.
So that ain't even congruent in this whole thing. Uh-huh. And if a woman is with some dude who starts eating black licorice right before sex, I'll say it like this, I bet you $50 she's getting paid for it.
Yeah.
Swear to God. Plus, if you notice now, old people are struggling eating almost especially licorice. My Aunt Putty, she loves black licorice. Only one in the family. But she can't really chew it because her bridge work is still jacked up. So she uses a dip cup, just like my cousin Lonnie.
Oh,
who spits more, I swear to God.
Yeah.
And he spits more Levi Garrett than a grasshopper.
Yeah. They
both, even at Thanksgiving, both dipping around the dark meat. Okay, Christy, how is this survey even helpful anyways?
I don't know, because I think they're missing a couple of big ones.
Well, they may as well just said, don't eat sea monkeys, pea gravel, or dandelions for sex.
Is that on your list?
Black licorice. Well, how about some advice that could actually help people?
Okay.
Like, I got one. Don't eat Doritos or Cheetos before sex.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Unless you want to leave fingerprints behind Angel Skinner's ears again.
Yeah.
I swear to God, man. You laugh, Tom, but one summer she had so much Dorito dust cake behind her ears, bees and mud daubers started hitting it like pollen.
Oh.
Okay, here's one. How come old-fashioned baked beans ain't on your list, Christy?
I agree with that one.
Because after a few backyard barbecues, I've had to send up the white flag during the hookup before.
Really?
Yep, and bean farts are the worst, right, Christy?
Yes, Donnie. God.
Well, because somehow they smell horrible, yet they make you hungry at the same time.
Ooh.
Well, especially if you're downwind during dog fashion, it's like the ultimate alphodesiac. Swear to God. I gotta go.
All right.
Very helpful, Donnie.
He's right. Beans would have been on my list. And
once again,